أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم. The discussion is on the ayah Ibadur Rahman. The slaves of Allah Ta'ala are those people who do not walk on the earth with humility. And when they are approached by the jahiloon with arrogance and with pride, they merely back off, withdraw and say salam, or they are peaceful and they are in a state of calmness. So one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message that the response should be one of dignity. And we ourselves should never approach someone that is, whoever it may be, in an arrogant manner. Now for this, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught us a very beautiful dua. All the duas that are in the hadith are most relevant to our lives. They are the most beautiful of duas. That when we leave our homes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the first part of the dua. Most of us would know, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, in the name of Allah, and I place my trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The second part and the lengthier version of the hadith is very relevant to this ayah, very relevant to our lives when we leave our homes, very relevant to our relationship and interpersonal relationship with others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min an azilla. O Allah, I seek your protection from that I slip. I slip from your obedience into your disobedience. I slip away from your path to the path of shaitan. It becomes very tempting sometimes when a person leaves one's home, whatever distractions and attractions they may be, we seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge and protection from all of that we remain on sirat al-mustaqim. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O nudillah, that we become a means of deviating others. Min al jinnati wan nas min sharril waswasil khannas alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two kinds of creations that put waswasa and whisper evil and ill into the hearts of people. One is from the jinn and one is from mankind. That we never become the means of swaying others from the path of Allah Ta'ala and misleading others. And then, O Nadlima, O Nudlama, and that we commit a crime against others, we become oppressive to others, and that others become oppressive to us. One is that we should not be oppressive, we should not be the aggressor, but then also others shouldn't cause aggression to us. So we seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from that. And then, O najhala, O yujhala alayna, that we become jahil, we become ignorant, and here ignorant is in view of the ayat, that we become arrogant, obnoxious, uncouth with others. And together with that, that others do not become arrogant and obnoxious and uncouth to us. So in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the inoculation from all these types of behavior. And it is a dua that we should learn when we leave home, that inshallah, through the barakah of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us from all of it. The acts of ignorance, the acts of oppression, slipping away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now insofar as the protection of the tongue is concerned, and the ills of the tongue. There are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just one from Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Sayyiduna Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was once on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform me about an action that I will carry out by which I will be granted entry into Jannah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, Mu'adh, you have asked me about something that is azim, something that is of great magnitude, something that is difficult, something that is relevant, pertinent, important. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but it is easy for that person for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. Now the hadith continues, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the 5 times salat, he spoke about fasting in the month of Ramadan, he spoke about giving out of zakat, he spoke about hajj. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ala ukhbiruka bimilaki dhalika kulli. Mu'adh, should I not give you the foundation and the essence of all of this? In other words, the whole of deen and the question entry into Jannah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took hold of his tongue and he said, Kuffa alayka hada. That restrain this tongue of yours. Keep it under control. So Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu now goes into a discussion with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are we going to be taken to task by the words that we say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then replied and he said, O Mu'adh, are people then not flung and thrown into the fire of Jahannam on their faces or on their nostrils, their noses, because of what their tongues speak, because of what they reap from the tongue? In other words, it is one aspect, one reason why people will be flung and thrown into the fire of Jahannam, because they do not have control of the tongue. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed the severity of it, and on the other hand, it is the essence, the foundation, and it is the whole crux of our whole deen, that if a person can look after his tongue, now that doesn't mean that we do not perform our salat, or it doesn't mean that we don't give our zakat. We can do all of that, but if we do not protect and control our tongues, then obviously a person may suffer the consequences of it in the hereafter. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man samata naja, that person that remains silent, that person will be emancipated and he will be saved on the day of Qiyamah. So when we are confronted by the jahilun, with arrogant, obnoxious, uncouth, ill-behaved people, then the one response will always be to remain calm and respond in an appropriate manner, or alternatively we withdraw in a manner that will not create discomfort or in an unkind manner through anyone. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.